There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
We have one hell of a mess here in the United States. It's about as simple as that. There's really no point in sugarcoating it.
Welcome to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. That's Bobby Jindal. He has said he is going to enter the race, well, to his close personal friends. And he did that committee thing that you do when you know you're going to run. It's a matter of a couple of weeks. He'll probably announce in New Orleans that he's in. So we're into the double digits for sure when it comes to Republican candidates. Bobby Jindal had this to say about Hillary Clinton and her quest to become president.
Let's put it to the American people. If they really think the Obama policies have worked for us, then let's give Hillary Clinton a third term for his policies. But the American people know better than that. $18 trillion of debt. More people on food stamps.
All right, so it is true. When you look at the numbers, he's right, factually speaking. There's no doubt more people are on food stamps. It's funny because you look at some economic factors and you think, wow, people are, it's better. Look, unemployment numbers are a lot better. But I still point to the fact that people are getting crushed when it comes to health care. It just is what it is. And when I say it just is what it is, we're talking about premiums that have gone up, and we're talking about the fact that deductibles also kill people. But that's old news. We already know that's happening, and we know it's soaring. In fact, get ready for the avalanche of bad news when people realize in the fall that they're going to pay that much more because these healthcare exchanges, they're not surviving. And why is that? Because you don't have enough young people on the healthcare rolls in these exchanges to balance out the people who are sicker. That's how they work. If you have enough people, maybe it could be a beautiful thing. So you have super healthy people, we get that, and you have older people who are sick and require more medical care, but it hasn't worked out. So those numbers are going to shoot up dramatically. They're going to surge. I've talked to, you know that. We've had many, many healthcare people on the show, and not even politically motivated. Take away the veil, strip it all, and let's just talk about the numbers. And they're not good. They're not good. There's no question about it. To me, that's a huge economic factor. And the fact that so many people are working a couple of jobs. It's not just one job, not everybody, but enough of the percentage of the middle class are stuck in that plight that certainly I think some of the other numbers that we hear are exaggerated, and they don't include numbers that I would consider to be survivable amounts of money that people are bringing in. Speaking of bringing it in, are you pro-union or anti-union? Do you think unions in modern times have destroyed the nation, or do you think unions are getting sucker punched? I think it depends on where you live. Do you live in a right-to-work state, or what do you personally, how do you personally feel about that? Some unions are fighting just to breathe. They're fighting for air. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, who, by the way, her name has been mentioned as somebody strong on the bench to possibly jump in. She's not declaring. I don't think she's interested. But as somebody that could be looked at as a vice presidential candidate, somebody in the future who could be looked at as a possible presidential contender for the Republicans. Well, Volvo is coming to South Carolina, right? And they chose that state. It's a right-to-work state. And it's got this plant, an assembly plant, that will put them on a very wild course with the United Auto Workers. The governor is saying the union will be the latest labor organization to find itself not welcome in her state. They announced plans to do this thing in North America. The plant is going to have like 2,000 workers, and they're going to churn out, they hope, more than 100,000 cars a year. She is not a fan of the unions. The union is not, you know, is unwelcome. But the president of the United Auto Workers, Dennis Williams, says that they're going to take their message to the workers at the plant. It's supposed to open in Charleston in 2018. 2018. Who do you think wins that battle? And it's, trust me, it's going to be a battle. Because you understand this. The right to work laws mean workers at unionized plants do not have to join the labor organization. They don't have to do it. And because of the things that she said, companies like Continental Tire, Boeing, have taken on the unions, I mean, head to head, like the International Association of Machinists, the aerospace workers found themselves in this plight too, where they were going back and forth. The union suspended its efforts even to organize the Boeing plant after a terrible start to try to do it. In her state of the, her annual, I guess I'm going to call it mini State of the Union address in South Carolina, they've got a reputation for being a state that doesn't want unions. And she says, we don't need unions. We don't need them because we're successful. We attract corporations. We put our people to work. And our right to work laws strengthen our relationship that our employers have with their employees. So do you think that's true? Do you think it's better not to be in a union, or is it better to be in a union? You know, the argument is, if somebody's in the union, they feel as though they're safe and can't be fired. They're going to be slackers. They're not going to do what they're supposed to do. Then the whole wages thing gets cockamamie and out of control. There was a time, for sure, when unions were necessary, when people were being ripped off right and left. But has the pendulum swung so far to the other side that it's not good? Does it just depend on the industry? The industry, the state, what are we talking about? I think you have to look at some of those companies individually. So it's going to open in 2018. It's going to be pretty close to Charleston, about, you know, 30 miles or so from the port of Charleston. So in the end, we know what happens. It's up to the employees to decide if the union tries to form, you know, if they try to form a union, they have to have the employees. But what Volvo is saying, and the CEO is saying that, hey, let it be to the, he's even saying that, let it be up to the employees. He's saying that we're known for taking good care of our people. We have great relationships with unions in Sweden and in Belgium. And we live in, I love what he said, we live in a free world and we leave it up to the employees. He just cut off all the controversy. Hey, we leave it up to the employees. So he's not in the middle of it. But he will be if the unions get involved, right? Because these are American unions. I don't know. Thumbs up, thumbs down. What do you say about the unions? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Or you can always flip me an email at americatonight.net. Coming up, we're going to talk a little sports, a little sports shorts with our pal Brandon Lang. In our third segment of this hour of America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment
moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimplySafeDefense.com.
I like to see you right across the floor.
We love having him on the show. He is hilarious, Brandon Lang. You got to check out his site, BrandonLang.com. So much more than just that, though. So much more than a name, in fact. And he's had some interesting plays recently. And, of course, the big thing now is the NBA Finals. Brandon Lang, how you be?
K-doggy dog back in the Midwest. What's happening, kid?
It's all good. I mean, finally we're going to have a hoop. It's like a long layover. These guys are probably gamed out by now and ready to play.
Well, there's two ways to look at it. One, if you're Cleveland, you love the layoff. LeBron's banged up. Kyrie Irving's banged up. And if you're Golden State, you know, Curry just wants to start launching up threes, and his boy Klay Thompson took a little dinger to the head. So the layoff worked well for both teams. I think Cleveland overall is going to benefit from it a little bit more, but I think we're in for a great series.
Overall, don't the books have Golden State as the favorite?
2-1.
Wow.
2-1. So they've been the best team all year long. Vegas thinks the public is on Golden State, rightly so. At the end of the day, you look at LeBron. When he went to Miami that first year, they got to the NBA Finals where they lost to Dirk in Dallas. And they went back the very next year and they beat a banged-up OKC team that was without Russell Westbrook. Then his third year, they went, faced San Antonio. We all remember they can't grab the rebound. They kick out to Ray Allen for three in Game 6. The next thing you know, they steal one. And then Miami goes on to win in Game 7. And then the next year, which was last year, San Antonio took care of business. So if you really break down his run with the Heat, he was lucky to get one because Westbrook was out and, Kevin Durant didn't have enough to take on the big three. Other than that, they've been pretty fortunate. So this being his first year where he didn't get it done, I think in places you only talk about at parties. I think LeBron's pretty happy to have gotten this team here. But overall for me, I just don't think they got enough in the tank without Kevin Love to get this Golden State team.
Yeah, I agree with that. Without Kevin Love, without that factor, very, very big. So you look at this first one, and Golden State's only lost, what, you were talking about how great they were, only three home games. What do you think happens here with the spread on the first game?
Well, it's funny. It's at six right now. And, you know, when you break down how these teams match up and what Golden State's going to try to do, I came across a really, really great trend as far as game was concerned. That in game one, the home team has won 14 of 16, and I believe 13 of them have been by double digits. So I came across that today. I was like, wow, that's pretty good. In fact, I just looked it up again. So I was like, okay. Last 17 openers in the NBA Finals, home team's gone 14-3 straight up. 12 of those 14 wins have been decided by 8 points or more. So it's a pretty tough spot to be. Hence the reason why, if you look at the line, to point out something here for your listeners, the sharp money, what I mean by sharp money, your wise guys, your big-time ballers in Vegas, they're betting Golden State, but yet the public is on Cleveland. 61% of the betting public is on Cleveland. 82% of your money is on Cleveland, yet the line went from 5.5 to 6. So that tells you some big money moved the line. The public is jumping on the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yeah, and then whatever happens out of the gate, this is interesting to explain to people. Will we see the lines, because you just talked about it, what the public think and what the wise guys think, basically, and then the sports books, even what happens there. Will we see if it's like a blowout? I mean, you talk about the statistics, double digits. If it's a blowout for Golden State, does that swing the line even in a much different direction for the second game?
Well, it depends. It depends on what Vegas thinks the public is going to do with that. That's all Vegas is trying to do. They're trying to trap the public.
Yeah.
And get as much public money on the wrong side. That's what, and they did that better than anybody in the Houston Clippers. I'm sorry, in the Clippers-Houston series. Because in games 1 and 2 in Houston, the Rockets were 7.5-point favorites. They go to L.A. and get blown out in games 3 and 4, and Vegas made the Clippers a 2.5-point road favorite after they were 7.5-point road dogs in games 1 and 2.
Wow.
Well, we all know what happened. Houston wins game 5 outright, go to L.A., come miracle comeback game 6, and Vegas did it again in game 7, making the Rockets a 2.5-point home dog again. They won a game outright, so The public got destroyed in the Clipper-Houston series, and I think they're getting trapped here in game one with Cleveland Golden State. I don't know what I'm doing with the game yet. I'm still glad I got 2 more days before I got to pull the trigger. NBA Finals were really good to me last year, and I want to get off to a good start this year. So I've been pretty good with totals in the NBA playoffs as well. So to look at this total, I may release the total. Might go first quarter play, second quarter play. I don't know. I may want to get my bet over early on Thursday night and watch Devious Maids with the wife. So we'll see what I end up doing on Thursday.
Devious Maids? I haven't even heard of that. Is that a good show?
Oh, it's a great show. It is a great show. You got to watch it. Also, on HBO, there's a new series on called Girls, and it's hysterical.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Another really good series there. So if you want to get, if you want to watch two good shows with your girlfriend or significant other, if you're a man out there, put yourself through Devious Maids or Girls, and you'll be a hero to your gal pal.
I love that. How about hockey? Does anybody lay anything down on hockey? Because, hey, we got the Stanley Cup going on.
Yeah, on my website, of course, I got brandline.com. I got the 10 handicappers. If you've not taken advantage of the free all-day access pass, it's $1,000 value, absolutely free. Wait till Thursday and see if all my handicappers have in game one. But one of my handicappers, Trace Adams, has had a pretty good run in the NHL playoffs, and he releases NHL pretty much every night. So I'm sure one of my guys will have a shocker for you in the Preakness in the Belmont, although I don't think it matters. I think America Ferrell wins the Triple Crown. First time in close to 40 years, but always something new at the website. Pretty proud of that.
Yeah, and horse racing is kind of a tricky thing too, isn't it, often?
Well, you have had to have, you know, before the first one, the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
You would have had to go future on maybe a couple horses that you thought had a chance to win the Triple Crown. Once that first horse wins it, it's awful hard to get value, let alone value in the third. I think he's a small favorite, so there's really no value. It's like betting Roger Clemens against the Cleveland Indians. There's no value in it. The risk-reward is just not there. So you missed the boat before the Kentucky Derby. Now as a fan, you can only root for American Pharoah. And what he did at the Preakness in the mud, the kick he had in the mud, I know everybody says it's so hard to win the Belmont, the mile and a half, but what I saw in the mud, the kick that horse had, a pretty horse too. I just think it's time.
Yeah, I agree with you. I come from a horse racing family, and I think that's exactly what's gonna happen there. Do you think horse racing is dying other than the big races?
No, to the horse better. It's always going to be knee deep. It's never been universally wagered on, except for your diehards who have passed it on to their sons to go to the track the day of the track. I go to the track, and I got to go with somebody who knows what they're doing, because you try to apply the philosophies of sports handicapping into horses, not to say stuff's fixed, but you hold a horse back, you get better value somewhere down the road, a trainer. And one thing I tell people, and I'll tell this till the day God takes me to heaven, if you've never seen the movie Let It Ride with Richard Dreyfuss, it is a must-see for everybody who's pulled a dollar out of their pocket and bet on a sporting game or a horse. That movie will have you howling and crying. It is a hidden gem that over the years gets lost through the gets lost in the shuffle. But Let It Ride with Richard Dreyfuss, and when you watch it, you go, you know what? B-Lang was right. This movie is great.
Do you have like I agree with you. I've seen that too, by the way. Well, do you have like a countdown clock over your desk somewhere that tells you when the NFL is getting ready?
Believe me, Kate, it's not NFL. It's that first week of college football at the end of August, and we are literally 2 months and 2.5 weeks away from that first, first of all, we're only, and as crazy as this sounds, it's going to blow you away, we're less than 2 months away from the Hall of Fame game.
Wow.
So that gives you an idea of how close NFL preseason is. And then from there, once you get the Hall of Fame game, you're only 1 month away from the kickoff of college football. So it's, believe me, the summer's going to fly by. NBA playoffs, hopefully, go 7 games, get us into June 20th, and then you blink, and you're 6 weeks away from the Hall of Fame game and 8 weeks away from college football. So.
Yeah, I love it. Brandon Lang, go to BrandonLang.com. Thanks so much, Brandon.
Thanks, Kate.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with 5 other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extracts offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Outside of our borders, a big shout out to Brandon and the boys. Yes, another Brandon. Brandon and the boys listening to us in England. I just got a note from them the other day saying that they were doing that app thing and they were listening to America Tonight. You have to call the show sometime at 855-266-5283. Let's go out to Grim. Hey, Grim.
Be very, very quiet. They may be listening.
They probably are listening.
Well, they passed it.
Yeah, how about that?
Well, now, you know, if you watch C-SPAN and then you Googled each senator, you could find out which one's getting their stock tips.
There you go. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And that's how desperate they were, especially with that big merger coming on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it is something, isn't it, Kate?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything else going on, you would think we'd be more worried about our troops. And you know, it's kind of crazy. I've been listening all day to the transsexual problem and then the NSA problem. And it's just, I don't know where the priorities are anymore in this country. I really, really don't.
Yeah, and we have this, and we have such an immigration problem on our hands. We got all these immigrant kids who are basically straddling the fence because they're in limbo. And guess what happens when they're in limbo? There's all kinds of problems happening there because you had the president's executive action, then you had the ruling in the court by the judge, rather, in Texas. And that just is the same old when it comes to the border. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah, and they just keep on coming across.
Yes, yes.
And then we got the problem with the Crimea and Russia, and, you know, that's been making the lighter side of some of the news, if you pay attention to that.
Right.
But, you know, we much rather put all our attention on Jennings, and I tell you, it's just kind of, I don't know. I don't know where we're at.
Yeah, you mean our attention on Bruce Jenner and the fact that he's on the cover. He looks like a sexy, hot woman on the cover of Vanity Fair. It's like crazy. Well, I mean, crazy in the sense that you think of Bruce Jenner in the Olympics and how masculine. And then you look at these photographs, and you're right. That's the focus. So much of the focus is on that. Who cares? I mean, I mentioned it and said, wow, it was shocking. But it wasn't a focus, but it has been. Caitlyn Jenner is now her name.
I have the privilege of listening before your show comes on to Mark Levin.
Uh-huh.
So if you would have heard him tonight, you wouldn't understand where I'm coming from, because it's true. I mean, one thing that really stuck in my mind was, can any of us out there name any soldier that is caught over in Afghanistan that might have got wounded or killed today?
Yeah, and the answer is no.
No. You know, I mean, because we're more worried about the trivial things.
Right.
Well, honestly, you know, I mean, I'm not trying to degrade Bruce at all, but at the same token, you know, this country used to shun that.
Right.
And now we're putting on a pedestal.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I guess that's what it is. Levin makes a good point. He makes a great point. We still have troops in the Middle East. Troops that are in peril.
Yeah,
they're in peril every day. And so, you know, in the beginning of the war, you would see on a lot of the nightly news is they would have a list. And here's what happened. And they'd have soldiers' names. And now, of course, he's right. People don't pay attention. They can't even tell you how many troops do we have there. Have we, we're winding down, but we're not really winding down. A lot of people don't know. And it's because of the focus is on the Kardashian family and Kim Kardashian's butt, and is she pregnant, and what's the name of the kid, and then the father turned woman. I mean, celebrity news sells. It's crazy.
It sells more widgets, that's for sure.
It sells. People in the business make big bucks.
Yeah.
You know, people make big bucks doing that, digging through trash cans or TMZing it or any of that kind of stuff. I mean, it's exploded. Not that there wasn't always that interest, but it was a different kind of interest or a passing interest or whatever. But now it's off the charts, and he makes an excellent point. People know more about that than they do about what's happening in the country, which is why Washington has very few watchdogs. People who represent us can get away with lots of things. They're not really in check.
Well, you mentioned the food stamp crisis. How many kids we got out there that, are going hungry,
Yes.
where's the priority? So, but there's still a lot of good, but it needs more publicity than, you know, Bruce Jenner does. That's
right.
My point. That's, you know, what we're trying to really get at. But like you say, it doesn't sell more widgets. You would think good would sell more widgets than just, you know, the sublime, I'd call it.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, I agree with you. It's crazy. It's crazy. Hey, if it was like a little titillation or it's like, oh, you know, like I said, a passing interest, who am I to tell somebody what to pay attention to? But when it's so your focus,
yeah,
and, you know, your money, the taxes you are paying, whether you're 21 or whether you're 65 or whatever, I mean, that's the dealio. Where's your money going to? What are priorities, you have to pay, to me, I would think you pay a little bit of attention to that anyway, because it's your future.
Well, how about your Social Security number?
Yes.
And I'm not. I'm not trying, because I don't know whether he's one of your sponsors, but with, you know, the ones that secure you from identity theft.
Yeah.
Well, in the military, you know, they used to tell soldiers, well, we didn't issue you no wife. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Well, same token, I didn't ask to be issued no Social Security number to be, you know. And then they say, the government says, well, don't issue it to anybody. Well, if you don't issue it to somebody, you can't get a job, you can't get credit, you can't get, right?
Yeah, you have to. Yeah, have to.
So this private company's incentive should be to where the government would, you know, lobby them to where they'd make it more secure. But it's not in his best interest to do that.
Right.
It's in his best interest to keep his business alive by allowing identity theft to continue.
Right. It's funny you say that, Grim, because I was talking to someone the other day about that very same thing. Is if you look at what, and thanks for the call, if you look at what the businesses that have been spawned as a result of the internet, it's just absolutely crazy. Hey, we got our pal Ray in Missouri waiting. Hey, Ray, how are you?
I'm good. Haven't spoke for a while.
I know. What's on your mind?
Oh, I've been busy at work and busy with everything and everything that's in the news, and I just decided to take a break from it all.
I like that. It's good to do that, to be in a bubble and be away from all the chaos.
I've been in a complete and total bubble since last Monday. I was sitting around watching the Cardinals baseball game.
Yeah, those Cardinals are doing well.
They're doing well, and my wife said, hey, I've been looking for a car, and she said, I just found a 66 Mustang for this certain amount of money, and I said, well, call her and ask them where it was. It was 2 miles from the house.
Did you get it? Yeah.
Well, the one I was looking at before that was in Houston, and I'm in Hannibal.
Wow. Yeah.
So I went over and looked at it, and it's been in my garage ever since, and I don't have to pay attention to the news for the past week. I don't know how long it'll last, but
I love it. A 66, that is so cool.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. I'm enjoying it. I'm out here petting it now.
I bet it's fun taking it out. Does it? I'm thinking of a 66. Is it have a hard top or what?
It's a hard top, and it was the bottom of the line. It was the cheapest one you could buy. It's a straight six, 3-speed, no power steering, no power brakes, no air. But it's been really nicely kept, and I'm going to have a lot of fun bringing it back to what it was and ignoring the news.
Well, we're very happy that you took the time to weigh in and tell us about your sweet car, Ray. I'm jealous. I love it. Thanks for the call. I rode to Florida one time from Ohio, and I think it was a 66, too. It was kind of a no-frills, but it was in great condition. There was like four of us. It was so fun. We're hitting the mailbag next. You can weigh in, 855-266-5283. Meet you in a few.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Missouri. I know a lot of you are listening in Hannibal. That's a cool place. I got to say, I've been through there a couple of times, not recently. It's funny when he talks about the Mustang and you think of cars. If you could have one car and you could work with it like he says it's in the garage, what would that car be? And for me, it would be between a Mustang and a Corvette, an old Corvette probably. Or one of those, even one of those boxy old from the, I say old, from the 80s Porsches. Although if I were going to take them, if I were going to have my druthers, I think of all three, I'd probably go for the, Mustang. Because I still remember that trip that I mentioned before we stepped away. Kate Delaney. We're taking that final turn, just like American Pharoah will be doing over the weekend at the Belmont, a horse that I think will finally crack the code of becoming the horse that wins the Triple Crown. I was talking to someone from a publication called bloodhorse.com, a guy who really knew his stuff, and he had some pretty good insight as to why Faro had a really a good chance. Yes, it's a longer distance. There are fresher horses, but this is a horse that just likes to run. Even though there are factors that can happen, like a horse gets stepped on out of the gate, that's happened to a couple of the horses. Something else happens coming around one of the turns. But for pound of just pure running and looking at the exercise times, even this horse is a little bit different. So maybe winning the Triple Crown. All right, you win the prize, all of you that are listening to ATM, because you always overwhelm me with the amount of mail that you send. I really have never, even on a holiday, I've never stepped in here where I haven't, every single day I've had at least a handful of emails, starting with really the third day that we ever did America Tonight. So woohoo and bravo. On that note, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one from Sam. I am Katie Kate. It's been a while. I have been listening. I just wanted you to know. I know sometimes other people say that their work hours have changed. Mine are kind of flip-flopping in a few different directions. So the Amtrak deal, you talked about riding that Amtrak many times. Ellen Ratner comes on your show now and then, and she mentioned that she had been on it and she had written notes and it was ridiculous, some of the things that were happening there and how unsafe it was. What's the latest on whose fault it was? What are they saying? Yeah, you know, it's interesting, Sam, I am. The NTSB released a preliminary findings report. They did that this week, and they have an update that they, the Congress wanted, right? Because during that House committee hearing, and they say they looked at the brakes, the systems there, the signals, the track, and so far there wasn't any kind of an anomaly at all. There was a House Transportation Committee hearing, and they're still trying to determine the cause of the May 12th crash that killed 8 people and sent, you know, 200 people to the hospital. They're lucky that number wasn't even higher. 8 was too many. The stories were very, very sad of the people that just happened to be in the wrong place on that train. They're saying that it's a human factor. That speed was a significant factor and that it is a human factor. So the engineer, why accelerate to 106, hitting a 50-mile-an-hour zone at a curve? Why? The engineer is Brandon Bostang, and he had a head injury in the accident. He said he can't remember what happened. The train had a black box recorder and an outward-facing camera that was focused on the track ahead, but those things didn't reveal what was happening inside the car. So it didn't show him doing anything. It didn't show anything. So there you go. They're looking at phone records for the engineer. They want to see if he was texting. You know, that's always what people are thinking. Texting, making a call. What would have caused that? And the records, I guess, indicate that calls were made, text messages sent, and some data was used on the day of the accident, but was it during the time the train was being operated? Because he could be texting all over the place before he was on that train. So they have to look at the time stamps in the cell phone records and go through all the other sources to see that. And boy, oh boy, can you just imagine if that's what it is? It would not be shocking, would it? Wouldn't be shocking. All right, how about this one from Sake? And that name is Sake. That's kind of interesting. Hi, Kate, America Tonight listeners. Emails, Hillary Clinton. How could people elect Hillary Clinton with all of the obstacles that have been put in her way? They can't all be made-up fantasies. I mean, this thing of being the Secretary of State and having her emails on her own system and not using an address, how is that happening? I can't wait to see what they find when they comb over these zillions of emails. Yeah, it's a five-year, think about it, it's a five-year span, right? And so what a crazy thing that she's Secretary of State, and that's these are how the records were kept. During her last couple of days in office, The guy who's the director of Modern Records Program, that's what they call it, at NARA is the nickname for that. It's the National Archives and Records Administration. They essentially say that they privately, the agency's chief records guy, privately emailed five of his colleagues to confide the fear that Clinton would take her records with her when she left office. So they knew this. Like, what's going on? Of course, we have no emails. We have no emails. Now I'm worried. Is she going to take it with her? Because that's against the law. And he wrote this, that there were plans for her to take her records from the state to Little Rock. It is just kind of crazy, isn't it? I mean, oops, I made a mistake, or oops, I don't care what you think, or oops, I'm above the fray. I don't know. It is interesting, though. It is. And I think the Clintons are Teflon. I do. I think the Clintons are not going, you're not going to see her. It might be a little dip in the polls. We saw that. But it's not going to tank her. So for everyone who's thinking this is the end, it's not the end. This one from Paul, listening in Florida. Hi, Kate. I love it when the people from Sarasota send you emails because they always shout out they can't wait till you come to Florida. You better come here because people are starting to build a little campaign, I think, to get you to come to the Sunshine State. I think you said you've had relatives there. I don't know if you saw this or not, since you do have affiliates in Florida. No big hurricanes in 10 years, not to jinx it, but thank goodness we've been able to catch our breath. Do you know what the insurance is like? It's crazy. I do know what the insurance is like because I do have relatives. I have an aunt, nephew, brother, sister-in-law that live there, and some other family members. And they're always telling me how much they have to pay for insurance because of the hurricanes. And, you know, the one family lives on an island. So if a hurricane hits, trust me, they've been buried in lots and lots of water. And that is true. It's funny because I say funny because I just was reading some national weather statistics the other day. And that was one thing that stood out to me, that we have had some terrible, terrible hurricanes that have hit Florida. I mean, you can practically name them all, right? Think of Andrew. Think of what that did to the people in Miami, in and around Miami, and some of the other big ones. They really have taken a whipping down there. But we haven't had anything of huge note that has slammed into the Sunshine State. Okay, let's go to this one from Bob, who says, and I think this is going to be our last one, who says, Kate, wondering if you have a prediction for the NBA Finals. I'm not a huge sports fan, but I do like the great game of hoop. I know you're a sports fan. What do you think? I think the Warriors will do it in 7. I do think we're going to have a game 7. A lot of people are saying 6. Warriors, LeBron James did a great thing for the people of Cleveland once he came back and getting his team into the position to get into the finals, but I don't think they win. We'll see. They still got to play it, right? Thanks for listening.
Easy to be a criminal? All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, your
more defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.